Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today we come to Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 through 27. We started this passage yesterday. Let me reread the passage and we'll continue praying through this. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them." Aaron's priestly blessing is a great prayer to pray for our children and our grandchildren. I introduced this prayer yesterday, and we considered the first three requests. So here are the final four requests in this prayer. Remember yesterday, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. And then today, and be gracious to you. Grace is God's undeserved favor. He gives us what we don't deserve. So let's pray that God would be gracious on our children. Father, thank you for your gift of grace. I pray that gift is to be poured out on our children today. Pour out your saving grace on them and show them your kindness and your love in all the endeavors of their life. Always let my children be mindful of your grace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And then the Lord turn his face toward you. Here's a request for God's fellowship, that God have fellowship with your children. So let's pray that. Father, thank you for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit in the lives of my children who have trusted in you. Please walk with them in a powerful way. Remind them that you are always with them. Enable them to submit to the Spirit's control day by day and moment by moment in their lives. Refresh them with your friendship. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Hebrew word for peace here is the word shalom. It means completeness, wholeness, contentment. So as we pray that for our kids, just follow with me in this prayer. Lord, please calm my children's fears. Soothe their anxious souls. Keep them complete and whole in their thoughts and their emotions and their desires and their actions. Make them content in you and you alone. Give them your peace. This prayer ends, "So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them." So let's just end this prayer by this. So God, put your name on and name your children. Name them one by one. Lord, put your name on my children. Here's a request for identification. Lord, put your name on my children. Allow them to identify with you. Know that in you they are safe and secure and accepted and forgiven and empowered. Let's pray that prayer. Lord, please set my children apart for your use. I love them, but I know you love them more. You love them with an everlasting love, so help them to represent you well while they are on this earth. Put your name on them. And then when their journey is completed, Lord, welcome them home to live with you forever. Just keep praying that prayer, this prayer of blessing on your children and grandchildren throughout the day.